Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Here we are once again, my friends, back in the swamp with some creepy stories from park rangers all across the country. This is, by no surprise, my absolute favorite subject on the entire channel. And today I have a good friend joining me. You may know them, you may not. He goes by the name of Darkness Prevails. If you enjoy creepy stories on creatures and unexplainable things just like I cover over here, you would really love Darkness Prevails' channel. Definitely go check it out. He covers a lot of good stuff almost every single day, just like the swamp does. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a park ranger story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help this channel keep going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy park ranger stories that'll creep you out tonight. Being a park ranger is a passion of mine. I love the idea of being with nature as much as I enjoy the idea of helping others connect with such things. I've been doing this job for about 14 years and I am from Texas. I work around the state and I work in many parks. I've been blessed to be able to do what I love since finishing college. In all my years of doing this job, I've seen a lot of things. Some strange, some scary, and many quite the opposite. Many, I'd say, were quite beautiful. I've always been a believer in the strange and paranormal. I've never been much of a skeptic. It's hard to be if you've grown up the way I have. When I was little, my mother would often say that she'd find me talking to my grandmother. My grandmother died 3 years before I was born. That is more for background and not something I'll get into. Instead, I'd like to talk about October of 2007. I was working in Central Texas, and around this time we started having some odd happenings around the park. The first really odd encounter was one of our dogs we had, basically a mascot of sorts, started rushing off and would always wind up in the same area, in an open patch of forest. Once there, it would begin barking for about 5 minutes before it stopped and act normal again. This continued on for a week. It was a Wednesday morning when Sally, our dog, ran to the same spot in the woods. I remember it vividly, as upon arrival, there were several other unfamiliar dogs in the area, and they all barked in unison toward the sky. This was strange, but 5 minutes later they stopped. About mid-October, this behavior stops abruptly. There are no strange gatherings of the animal kingdom or anything that seemed out of the ordinary. That was until about the end of my shift when I thought I saw someone out of the corner of my eye. I looked closely around the area, but, quite simply, could not find anyone. So, I headed to the station to clock out. I was the last one out on this day, as my boss at the time was on the vacation. Looking back, I wish I would have been on that as well. What happened next was unnerving, to put it lightly. One of my coworkers came to me the next morning, upon my arrival into work, and complained of a woman who didn't stop staring at her. My first thought was maybe it was a homeless lady, but when I asked for a description of the woman, she sounded straight out of another timeline. She wore a black bonnet, an all-black dress. She looked dressed for church and seemed to carry a Bible. That was strange, but I thought maybe it was a Bible thumper. They exist everywhere, and some of them can be quite judgmental. My coworker seemed genuinely scared, which was strange as she wasn't easily startled. I told her I'd go with her, and we would check on the area where this woman stood. Well, we head up, and to my shock, we find ourselves in the same spot the dogs used to be. In the center of this tree line, there stood a woman, clear as day, matching the description given to me by the coworker. I approached the woman and asked her why she was staring down my coworkers. The woman didn't say a word, and that's when I noticed her eyes. The eyes of this woman were pure black. It was the darkest black I've ever seen, and as I looked into them, I felt the need to cry. I am not sure why or how to explain it, but before I knew it, I was crying and overcome with emotion. I wasn't just crying like a normal cry, I was crying and my legs were like jelly. I was hysterical. I soon fell to my knees and began crying more. I'm not sure how to help you realize how strange this whole situation was. The more I cried, the more the woman stared. At first, her face was stone cold, but after a time, and as I cried more, I saw a smirk grow on her face. All sorts of confused, I tried to stop, but I couldn't. It wasn't long before I noticed some of the dogs we'd previously seen suddenly form up around us. The dogs were growling. I was crying and my coworker was screaming bloody murder. It was a strange feeling and I'm not sure how to justifiably elicit to you the things going through my mind. I couldn't control my actions. I couldn't think straight. There was just an unending sadness. And then, before I knew it, the dogs were barking and growling at us. At least, I think they were. It was at this point I felt so out of it and things were so dizzy, I began to notice I no longer perceived anything if I was awake or dreaming any longer. At the height of my sorrows, everything went blurry. The next thing I knew, a jogger was waking me up. I awoke with a startle and asked for my coworker, who was still asleep and freaking out. I did my best to wake her up, and after a while, I took her back to the station, after thanking the jogger who seemed to want an explanation, but I was so confused and also worried that I didn't give one, but left after saying thanks. I remember my coworker was quite hot. I felt her forehead, and she was burning up. I called an ambulance and they took her to the hospital, at which point she was kept there for the next few nights. My coworker was eventually released, but she quit immediately. I tried to get her to stay and even tried to get her to come back, but she just wouldn't. She didn't answer any of my calls after that, and last I heard, she moved out of state. I don't know how to explain this woman or the things that happened to my coworker and I. I will say there have been quite a few times people have been up in the area and have been found out cold or babbling to themselves. I feel that area is cursed in some way, as that's the only explanation I can truly come up with. I know that barely makes much sense, but then again, what really does anymore? Was this woman a ghost? Some sort of demon? Is there some sort of plausible and sensible explanation for it? I'm not sure of anything anymore. I'm not sure of how to explain the odd behavior of the dogs either. I still work with park services today, but I refuse to work at that park any longer. From what I understand, no one has turned up dead in that area, but, in my honest opinion, something is wrong with that place.
Hello. You can call me E. I've worked with the park rangers for about 10 years, before moving out of state and into a different profession. I don't know that my story is necessarily scary, but it is strange. I won't specify where I was working at the time, other than to say that I worked in the Midwest when this all happened. I will say I really enjoyed my years as a park ranger. They were wonderful, and in this case, a bit strange. The oddity began when I was doing my morning patrol and found what looked to be a painted angel on a tree. Now, it was oddly well detailed. If this had been painted on a canvas, not on one of our beautiful trees, I wouldn't have minded. But because it was one of our trees, though, I had to take some photos and write up a report to give to my supervisor. I scoured the area and found no sign of paint or anything. Figuring it was either an artist or some sort of vandalism, I filed my report and went about my day. 5 hours go by when we're approached at the station by someone freaking out. They explained that they found a jogger lying dead next to a tree with an angel. I wasn't freaked out by this, but I did find it strange. I followed the woman to find it was the very same tree. We had the paramedics arrive soon after, and it was later on that I discovered the elderly man had died of a heart attack. Alright, that's weird, but I believe in coincidence, and so I just figured it was one of those odd but unfortunate things that sometimes happens in life. A couple of months go by, and I've forgotten all about the older man and the painted angel. Once again, while wandering our parks, I noticed yet another painted angel. This one was not on a tree, though. It was on a bench. It wasn't large or anything, unlike the first one. This was a smaller angel. I was a little thrown, but my mind being the way it is, decided it was probably some person who was inspired in some weird way by the art and saw the story in the paper. The next day, a young woman was found lying at the bench. We thought she might have been sleeping, but upon attempting to wake her up, she was found to be dead. The reason for this was quite explainable, though. She was shooting up heroin and had come here overnight to do so. The final cause of this woman's passing was an overdose, but they didn't think it was a suicide. I mention this because she was sitting on the angel painted on the bench at the time of her death. The thought was initially the woman painted it, then committed some weird ritualistic suicide of some kind. This was ruled out when the cause of death was reported later on. Police and, well, to be honest, we rangers were completely perplexed as to how this was happening, or why. Who was painting these angels? And why, at every place one was painted, would someone die? It created a bit of conversation, but as a year passed without any other deaths or incidents, people kind of just let it go, myself included. It was around Christmas of the following year that the strangest one happened. This one didn't actually happen in the park I worked at the time, but at a church in the town that I worked in. Another angel had appeared. It was painted in red as always on the back of the church itself. Knowing how the previous incidents occurred, people grew naturally curious. The angel that was painted was much larger than the others, and above the head and wings were the words, "May they know peace." This was the first time a message had appeared with an angel, and every attempt to remove the angel was futile. No matter what was used, it remained there. Having given up, with nothing happening over a couple of weeks, people pretty much thought this one was a prank, and the others were a coincidence. That was until one Sunday, when the church was having a service and a big lunch that afternoon. During the prayer and worship service, some of the members were prepping the food and the stoves. The stoves were gas, and upon ignition, a leak would cause an explosion that killed everyone inside instantly and burned the church to the ground. After this, we never saw another painted angel or any other kind of strange symbols around town. This was the final one, and all three had predicted death or deaths of some kind. I'm not sure how to explain that rationally, but it was such a strange sequence of events that I felt the need to share it. Who was painting the angels? Did they know these souls would die? Was it a warning? Or was it simply a strange pre-memorial? Well, I'm sure we'll never know.
In New Jersey, most people will talk of the Jersey Devil, especially when working in the parks department. As a park ranger, though, there are other things I've seen in my brief 5 years that I think are far stranger. Everything from your typical ghost sightings in the area to tales of strange people who watch from the tree line or the edges of the woods. All that aside, what I want to talk about is my encounter with what I believe to be a hellhound or some sort of spiritual animal. My story takes place in October of 2016. We were prepping for a Halloween event and some tours we like to do from time to time in the area. These tours include walks through the trails that we decorate to be spooky for kids and young teenagers, talks of local hauntings, and all-around general spooky fun. Things these tours aren't supposed to include would be sightings of actual ghosts or me running for my life. I'll get to that, though. The early part of this incident mostly includes seeing a dog in the distance. I always saw it at night, and during the tours it seemed to follow and watch. I'm not sure of the breed, but it was all black and huge. I've never seen one so big. It was my first time seeing this dog. I tried to get its attention, and it just stared at me. If I tried to approach it, the thing would simply turn and run away. It didn't seem to be threatening, so I eventually just let it be. I'd occasionally check to see if it would follow, and I'd see it, and I'd think nothing of it. About mid-October, I remember noticing on the tour that night, I didn't see the dog that usually follows. We were about midway through the tour when a woman began screaming. Those on the tour were naturally startled as the scream was loud and it sounded like someone was in unbelievable peril. I took one of my coworkers, who we'll call Randy, and we rushed to go after the source of the screaming. It wasn't long before we found a person laying on the ground in pain. We pulled up to a woman bleeding and screaming hysterically about her husband being drug off by a massive black dog and that it had mauled her but grabbed him. Once we got her to slow down, we were able to make her make sense. It seemed this dog came from nowhere and vanished just as quickly. The woman described something completely unbelievable. She said she saw this thing dragging her husband into the woods, and both it and her husband vanished into thin air. I was quite skeptical about this and figured her mind was playing tricks on her, and maybe the amount of stress was causing her to hallucinate. I fully believed the dog existed, as I was pretty sure it was the one I had been seeing, but I thought maybe her panic had maybe caused some hysteria, and began to remember things or seeing things that might have not happened. I'm not a psych, but that was my initial theory for what happened. At least, this is what I believed until Halloween night, when we had our biggest celebration. I saw that dog again during the tour. It was the first time I had seen it since the woman reported being mauled by it. The thing looked larger than last time, and I felt much more afraid than I had previously. The entire aura around the thing had changed. The best way I can say this is to say that the first time I saw it, it seemed harmless. But on this night, it felt off. It felt like this thing was staring into my soul. I continued the tour, constantly checking behind me, as I did, and eventually, I noticed the dog didn't appear to be around anymore. The rest of the celebration went well, and once all the festivities were over, and most of the cleanup was done, I told my boss I'd stay behind and lock up and clean up what was left. They asked if I was sure, to which I reassured them that I was, and I wasn't tired anyway, so I'd be passing up the time. Everyone went home at this point, and I was the only person left in the park. I spent about an hour cleaning up and was just finishing throwing out the trash and locking up the station when I went toward my vehicle. It was there, in front of my truck. I saw this thing. It was no longer in the distance. It was straight in front of me, and I'm positive it wasn't there a moment before. It was strange how quickly this dog appeared, and even stranger how scarily huge it was up close. I remember feeling a choking feeling as the dog stared at me. I felt like the life was draining from my body. I remember turning and trying to head back for the station, but as I did, I heard a large bark. The bark didn't sound normal at first. It was quite deep and not entirely like a dog bark. I fell to the ground out of fear and loss of feeling in my legs at first. I remember thinking I need to get up or I'm going to die. Scrambling to my feet, I bolted for the station, unlocked it, and slammed it shut, locking it behind me. I remember the door shaking as this dog slammed against it. I looked around the office and eventually found a flare gun. I grabbed it and aimed it at the door, waiting any second for this thing to just blow through. Not even a moment later, the door began caving in off its hinges, and this huge, black dog stared at me, growling and walking closer. I panic and fire a flare off that hits this dog and sets it ablaze. I then run for a back entrance and bust out the door, running with all my might for my truck. I'm screaming as I reach my truck and jump in. I lock it, turn the key, and fire up my truck in the time to see this dog on fire rushing from my truck. I hit the gas and run into the dog, which damages the front of my truck. Thankfully, I believe I'm safe once my truck bounces from over the body of this huge thing laying on the ground. It is only a few seconds later before it begins to spaz and soon stand up on all fours. I can hear its bones snapping as it heads back in my direction. I am freaked out and run deeper into the woods. I begin screaming my lungs out for help as I run. I can feel that draining feeling growing within me. My thoughts are clouded and my vision begins to blur as I run and force myself to call out. It isn't long before I'm unsure if sound is coming out as I scream and hear nothing. I'm exhausted, but hightailing it deeper anyway. The only thing crossing my mind at this point is that this thing is chasing me, and if it catches me, I'm dead. There will be no ifs, ands, or chances. I just pray, scream, even though I cannot hear a sound and I keep running. I figure I'll keep going till I collapse or am dragged to God only knows where by that thing. I'm quite sure I'm going to die when I see lights ahead. I think faintly, I hear someone asking if everything is all right. I'm waving my arms when I hear a gun go off and feel a bullet go by me. I hear a yelp as I fall to the ground. There's a sheriff, and I'm too exhausted to speak out. I remember feeling sick and throwing up. There was a low growling and then a loud bark before everything went silent again. When things went silent, I felt my vision and hearing return to me. The sheriff took me to a hospital and I checked out shortly after, perfectly fine other than some scrapes from my falls. I don't know what that thing truly was. I suggested a hellhound, but I'm not sure, to be honest. I've refused to work the Halloween event since, and to my knowledge, there haven't been any more sightings or deaths from that dog. At any rate, that's my story, and I was wondering if anyone had a clue of what this thing could have been. I'm grateful to have not seen it since, but it also opened my mind to a realization and possibility that things out there exist and we can't simply explain it. I am grateful to be alive today, and I pray to never see that thing again.
I've only been with the Park Rangers in Northern California for just about 3 years now. During that time, though, I have had the most amazing thing happen to me. When I joined the Rangers, I was somewhat ill, but I wasn't quite aware of this fact yet. I was also in desperate need of a job and beyond grateful to the Park Rangers in my town for taking a chance on me. I showed my gratefulness by being as upbeat and enthusiastic as I can about my work. I was a heavy smoker for many years prior to this, and it gave me a bad cough, which I didn't really think much of as I had had this for years. Now, before the events that follow, I was always a very skeptical soul. I'd argue I still am to a degree. All that said, I have no earthly explanation for what happened to me. To start out, about 6 months into my time with the Park Rangers, I began to notice that my cough was taking a mean turn, and on top of that, there was blood in my phlegm. This startled me the first time I noticed it happening, but being I needed the job, and I didn't want to let my coworkers down, I also loved the job, I tried to brush it off as not being a big deal. Maybe being an allergy thing. So I continued working until a Friday evening about 3 days later, when I was cleaning up before heading home, and while taking the trash out to the dumpster, I had a brutal coughing fit. All I remember from it was coughing, struggling to breathe, being dizzy, and then waking up in a hospital with my boss and one or two others I was working with hanging around the hospital room. I'm a guy in my late 40s, so when this happened, I was closer to my mid-40s. I say this to give you an idea of the fact that my body wasn't exactly in prime shape, especially with the smoking since I was like 12. I spent the next day or two in the hospital, and as time went on, I was eventually given the harsh truth of life. We all die someday, somehow, and somewhere. I was told I had lung cancer, and it had progressed far enough that my odds of life or lengthy life were pretty much non-existent. I'll admit, at that moment I was upset. I was very angry and pissed off at myself for my stupid life choices. I was angry at whatever higher power there may be because I felt like they were screwing with me. Here, I'd finally found something I absolutely loved doing, and I'd also paid the bills. Here, I'd finally found balance in my life after searching for so many years. Yet, after all that, here's some sick joke being played on me. And now that I'd found balance, I was being told that I was not going to be around much longer to enjoy that peace of mind. I became dejected, and quite honestly, I just didn't care anymore. I told my work what was going on, and I refused to just sit around and die. I couldn't exactly work in the heat of the day very well, but with supervision, I was allowed to work on a later shift as long as I took it easy. There was another night guy, and night work wasn't really all that hard. We basically patrolled the area, making sure it stayed clear of the homeless, from about 5 p.m. to about midnight, and then went home. While on these late night patrols, one of the places we'd check was by the lake in our park. This was a pretty awesome area, and even had a path that led with stones to a small island with a tree. While doing my patrol one night, I was quite sure I had saw a woman loitering by the tree. She felt different. She wasn't threatening. But I couldn't just let her chill by the tree, unfortunately. The park was closed and it was time to go. So, being the cranky, sick guy I was, I hollered over to this woman. "What in the nine hells are you doing out here, ma'am?" The woman looked up at me and smiled. I remember her vividly, as she had a shorter haircut. Not shaved or anything, but like neck-length hair. It didn't quite reach her shoulders. I remember a warmth coming over my body as she smiled. She looked like she was wearing a white gown, and she was very much here, or so I thought. She wasn't translucent or anything. She looked as real as your hand would to your face. My point being, she seemed like another human, like you or I. I noticed she wasn't really leaving the island, and I reiterated the young lady that it was time to go. About that time, I heard Hank, the guy who supervised me, come around the corner and laugh at me, asking me who I was talking to. I felt insulted in a way, and turned back and told him that the woman, what are you, blind? Hank just laughed harder now and asked about what woman. I turned back and was about to point her out when I noticed she was gone. I asked Hank to check behind the tree for me as I didn't have the strength to get across the stone walkway. He did and assured me there was no one around. I looked perplexed and then shook it off before telling him I must need sleep. He told me not to worry about it and we'd better head out. Hank was my ride at the time, as I was told not to drive myself to and from work due to my condition. After dropping me off, he left and I promptly went inside and crashed. As I slept, I found myself back at the lake. The woman I swore I saw earlier was there. I knew I was dreaming, and yet at the same time, none of it felt like a dream. She held her hand out silently, and I remember a hesitation and fear. Despite being sure I was dreaming, I felt so weak and was afraid to try to cross to the island. I'd fall somewhere along the way and drown, I was sure of it. That's when I heard her voice. "Come," she said. "Join me." Before I could refuse, a warmth came over my body again. I stepped forward, slowly and shakily. I remember every step I took. I grew shorter of breath. Things felt dizzy and hazy, and yet, through my blurred vision, she simply stood there, gown blowing in the wind, smiling at me. She seemed so assured and confident in the fact that I would make it, and so I continued onward, and two, before I knew it, I made it to the island and fell to my knees begging for air. I felt like I was dying. Some part of me knew I had to be dying and waking life. I felt a hand place itself on my shoulder and another underneath me. I felt this honest-to-God strange feeling and then this woman looked at me with a wider smile. It was a comforting smile. I felt in that moment that perhaps she was a personification of death, and this was my time. I felt okay with it. I just wanted to let go. She shook her head no, as though she read my mind and lowered herself to my level, before leaning in as though she was going to kiss me. She stopped short and blew a visible air into my open mouth. I felt this air go through my lungs, and for a moment I fell to my knees and vomited this black, bile-looking fluid. I continued to vomit, and as I did, I felt a hand touch the top of my sweaty head. "It's going to be okay," she said. At that moment, I vomited up a huge glob of black fluid and felt a seed fall out of it. And I could breathe again. It felt better than I had my entire life. I looked up in confusion to see her smiling, and when I woke up, I shot out of bed, confused and sweaty. I was shaky and checked my temperature. I had a fever of 102, but took something and went to sleep. I woke up 13 hours later, shocked to find my temperature was normal. I felt hungry, I could breathe clearly, and I just felt all around better. I rehydrated and called into work and took the night off. The next day, I went in for a checkup, and that moment the doctor looked at me in shock and told me I was cured. I didn't believe it, and asked him to check again, and he laughed, assuring me I was going to be fine. He explained the cancer that had stricken my lungs was non-existent now. It seemingly had just disappeared somehow. He and I both just stood there in stunned shock, and he asked me to come back in a couple of weeks to do some double checks. I did this every 2 weeks for the next 3 months to be safe, and I was fine. I was cancer-free, and I'm still working today, happy and healthy as could be. I still offer to work nights from time to time, and I quite often frequent the tree on the island. I haven't seen the woman from there or in my dreams since. I'm aware of how crazy it all sounds, but this experience has led me to believe in a higher power of some kind and in angels. I honestly have no other explanation for my miraculous recovery. I am thankful for every moment I have on this earth. I no longer take a single moment of any day for granted. The scariest thing I've ever experienced in my entire life was while I was working as a park ranger. I only did it for a year. The reason for this was because of the weird stuff going on where I worked in Canada. We have a lot of forest and a lot of mountains. Where I was working, you'd often hear loud noises in the distant mountains. I was always told it was a Sasquatch. I thought this was said in jest because I've never really believed that sort of thing, and the guys and gals I worked for were known to be jokesters and spin tall tales. One of my supervisors mentioned to me a story about one time when they were working and their truck stalled out in the mountains. They said it was snowing so hard you could barely see in front of you. They then said that they were forced to abandon the truck and head back the way they came on foot. According to my supervisor at the time, he followed the sounds of a Sasquatch until he made his way back, as he couldn't quite tell where he was otherwise due to the blinding snow. Eventually, he made it back to the station and was able to get to another truck to pull his truck out later when the snow died down. I was skeptical of this story, and I let him know it. He would always chuckle and say that I didn't have to believe in anything for it to be real. Anyway, I wanted to share that to explain to you some of the things that were believed in the area I worked in. At least believed by my coworkers. To get back to the point at hand, I will explain to you about how that the day I thought that I'd be a smartass and show up my coworkers, this was also the last day I worked there, it wasn't that I was fired, it was because I quit after my experiences. I was asked to work in the mountains and help clear the trails of some snow in the area. I agreed and made an off remark about how maybe I'd see a Sasquatch while I was up there. My supervisor got the weirdest grin and simply mumbled to himself, saying, "Perhaps I would." 5 hours into clearing some of the snow with the plow, I heard that sound I typically heard in the distance. Very funny, I thought to myself. That thought didn't last long as I quickly felt something slam hard into my snow plow and flip me off the embankment and down a few feet below. I won't lie, I straight pissed myself at that moment, because it was so sudden and the fall freaked me out as well. I wasn't expecting this, and I struggled to get my faculties about me. Mentally, I heard this disturbing sound that I couldn't possibly begin to explain. I'm not sure how to fathom it, but I can say it scared me out of my wits. I began screaming, but the snow had picked up at this point. A very sudden snow, which was not entirely unusual for the mountains, but wasn't in the forecast. It wasn't expected. It was so random. But I guess that's how blizzards are. They're pretty random. It isn't long before I can hear nothing but heavy footsteps plodding through the snow. I try my radio, but it is to no use in the snow. I'm getting no signal, and I'm terrified. I quickly hid near my overturned plow, only to hear heavy breathing. Whatever was out there was huge, much bigger than anything I was aware existing in the area. As I stood motionless, I felt something drip on my coat and face. It was saliva, and as I looked up, I saw a massive set of teeth. I was at a loss and shaking, not just from the cold, but from the terror I felt. I kept thinking, this is it. This is where I die. Closing my eyes and praying, I don't even believe in God, but I prayed anyway. I hoped beyond hope for a miracle. Then I heard a loud smashing sound and that inhuman and unexplainable noise roaring from behind with such force it shook the overturned snowplow toward me. My best guess is that it was a yell of pain, judging by whatever had hit it. Seeing pieces of ice, I pondered if something hadn't hit this thing with a large block of ice or something. Whatever was in the snow turned its attention away from my direction, and that's when I heard the Sasquatch calls. I didn't believe it was really Sasquatch at first, but as I heard one, there were suddenly others. I wasn't sure what was happening, and I couldn't see very well, but I was quickly grabbed by a large set of hands and placed back up on the embankment where my truck was initially launched. I then followed the calls, and as I did, I could hear fighting in the distance. I didn't wait around, and I didn't ask questions. I just continued following the calls until I saw my supervisor close by and shouting for me. I scrambled to him, and I was so cold and terrified out of my mind. I was brought back to the station where I explained everything. He had that same cheeky grin and asked, "Do you believe us now?" I wasn't sure what to believe, but I knew something was out there. I struggled to collect my thoughts, and I asked him if he had heard anything else being out there, something massive. He said he hadn't run into anything other than a Sasquatch. He said he'd keep an eye out and asked if I'd be okay as he handed me some cocoa. I shook and told him I was quitting. He seemed taken aback a bit at first, but as he read my face, I think he could see whatever attacked me had bothered me greatly. He didn't fight me and told me to list him as a reference. He said he'd get me somewhere more my style, and he appreciated the work that I'd put in up until that point. I was always a hard worker, but that experience, well, it was the last day I ever wished to be out there. I've never been so terrified in my whole life. If I can tell you for sure two things, I now believe in Sasquatch, and whatever attacked me wasn't a Sasquatch.
Thanks for listening to these creepy and downright strange park ranger stories. Honestly, these are going to keep me out of my state park for a couple of days at the very least. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. And if you enjoyed my guest today, Darkness Prevails, please be sure to check out his channel. You can find his link in the description down below. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a park ranger story or something completely different, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share it with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. If you guys are new to the channel and haven't joined the swamp yet, what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware yet, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, and pretty much everywhere else you can find podcasts. You can download them for free and listen to them anywhere.
Thank you guys, as always, for listening to these stories and supporting the swamp as you do. If you made it to the very, very end, be sure to let me know by commenting Jumping Heart. See you guys soon with another creepy video.